Good morning. This is the early tech briefing from the Wall Street Journal for Friday, May 30. I'm Bill Fantini. In the tech headlines, Microsoft and Salesforce team up, and some Apple devices are being kidnapped for ransom. Those stories and more coming up.
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Microsoft and Salesforce.com are forming a strategic partnership to connect the cloud-based business software vendor's platform to Microsoft Office and Windows. Plans include applications that allow customers to access Salesforce.com and run operations from devices using Windows. Financial terms of the deal weren't disclosed. Apple's support forum is showing multiple cases in which customers say their iPhones and iPads were taken hostage, with a message demanding money. The first report came from Australia, but the forum is getting posts now from other regions too, including the U.S., although it's not clear how many people have been affected. The complaints indicate hacking into some users' iCloud accounts from the web to engage the Find My iPhone feature and lock the devices remotely, followed by a demand for ransom. People who have a passcode lock engaged can undo the damage, but those who don't have a passcode are locked out of their systems. Turkey's top court has ruled that a ban on YouTube is unconstitutional, paving the way to lift the two-month blockade. This after the government cut off access to the video-sharing website for publishing leaked state secrets just days before March elections. Meanwhile, Google's YouTube division for the first time has rated U.S. Internet service providers in a video quality report. It gives people the ability to compare how well the services are delivering YouTube's videos. As we continue, Beats is out with a new pair of headphones.
Traveling overseas for business comes with a checklist of things to worry about. But with T-Mobile, you can take getting international data off that list. Because with a simple choice for business plan, unlimited data in over 100 countries is automatically included at no extra charge. Only at T-Mobile.
Qualifying service and capable device required. Standard speeds approximately 128 kilobytes per second. No tethering. See T-Mobile.com for full feature terms and included destinations.
Beats Electronics, the company Apple bought earlier this week, is out with a new pair of headphones, the Solo 2. They replace the original Beats Solo, which have been Beats' top sellers since debuting 6 years ago. The Solo 2 is an entirely new design. It goes for $200. Finally today, with Google's announcement that it's developed prototype cars for fully autonomous driving, a question becomes, who would be the typical consumer for a vehicle like this?
Probably, at least for this particular car, it's somebody that lives in the city and may not actually own it, might actually have a service where they share a fleet of cars, then the car picks you up in front of your apartment or hotel and drives you to where you need to go.
That's Rob Enderle, principal analyst at the Enderle Group. In a promotional video, Google showed off one of the prototypes, a two-seater vehicle that resembles a gondola on wheels. It has no steering wheel, accelerator pedal, nor brake pedal. The car relies on its own sensors and software to do the work. Remember to check the latest news at WSJ.com. I'm Bill Fantini at the Wall Street Journal.